I'm just going to have Sister Ann just come, and she has a word on her heart that I think will be a real blessing to you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand for Sister Ann as she comes. Amen.
God's faithful. Amen. Isn't God faithful this morning? You know, and we just really appreciate all the praise and the worship this morning. And I know we had a whole weekend of meetings and everything. And I had a word, but you know what? I'm going to put some of my notes away. I'm just going to let the Spirit move this morning because I know you've had a lot of words given to you. But when we were worshiping God, a lot of times the Lord will change things, and I just said, okay, Lord, whatever you want, we just go with the flow, wherever we go. And I know some of you, you know who we are, but I was telling this one sister here, forgot your first name, B. Years ago, I was asked to come here and do a ladies' meeting. And so I really, when, you know, someone asked me to go out and share, I just really say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to share, you know? And I just remember, I didn't write it down or anything, but when I was going over my notes even last night, I remembered when I was here, the Lord had given me the word about Gideon. And someone shared some of that. But I remember just speaking about Gideon and about how God has made us mighty before God. And, you know, sometimes we go through circumstances, we go through, you know, things in our lives, and it's like maybe fear will come in or doubt or things come, you know, through the week, your workplace, or someone might say something to you, might be, you know, on a high mountain somewhere, and someone will say something to you, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. You feel almost defeated or you feel intimidated by others. But when God said, even to Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor, and he had to speak that word to him, and, you know, Gideon was looking at his circumstances, looking at things around him, and says, well, God, how can I be a mighty man of valor when all this opposition's coming against me, these armies are coming against me, things are coming against me? You know, he's given all these excuses before, you know, the Lord. You know, and he said, well, my fathers, they spoke about what the Lord did back then, you know, for the children of Israel. And I hear about all these miracles. But Lord, look at me now. Nothing seems to be happening in my life. But God wants us to know this morning that we are mighty before the Lord. His word, hallelujah, brings life to us. And sometimes just a word of encouragement, you know. And I know one scripture the Lord had given me, even for you this morning. It was Daniel 11:32. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And that means great things, the power to accomplish something, dealing with anything difficult or painful instead of withdrawing from it, knowing that God has something in mind for our lives. That God is training us for reigning, training us to be overcomers, and not just overcomers, hallelujah, but mighty, 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 you know, to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And you know what? You might not feel like it. That's why we live by faith. Amen. Because you're going to have feelings. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have opposition. But when God says we are mighty, mighty before God, that's, you know, the word of God, I believe, even for this place today. That we keep doing what God told us to do. We keep being obedient. And we're going to see things broken. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I remember, you know, when Brother Jack and I, we just felt God was pulling us towards Colorado. Because years ago, Brother Crandall had a vision of five seeds. And one was in the Great Plains. in Colorado, and we were just feeling this, I mean, for a number of years to go to Colorado. And then it just seems like through circumstances, okay, Lord, we give up whatever, Lord, is working or whatever is happening in our lives. We give it to you, Lord, and we lay our lives down. And actually, I think it was Brother Rodney that had gone to Dad and said, you know what, I feel Brother Jack and Ann are going to be leaving. He had that in his spirit. And, of course, you know, I was working at the school and, you know, working in the kitchen. And I loved it. I mean, I think for almost 20 years I worked in the kitchen. I don't think I even had one sick day the whole time I worked in the kitchen. But towards the end, you know, I was getting older and lifting up those heavy pots and everything. My arms started hurting me. And I just knew God was lifting the grace off me. And so I said to Brother Jack, well, if you're feeling this, you know, we've got to somehow talk to Brother Crandall about it. You know, my dad's real strong, and every time I'd go over to his house, oh, Ann, we wouldn't make, you know, how Dad was, you know, we wouldn't make it without you here in the kitchen. You saved us hundreds of dollars and everything. And, you know, he would go on and on like that. But we just felt God was speaking to us to go. And so anyhow, Brother Jack went over to Dad's one afternoon and sitting there. He said, I've got to share this with Dad, you know. He says, well, Dad, we kind of feel like a little pull towards Colorado. And as soon as Jack said that, the Spirit of God came on my dad. And he started prophesying. He said, this is God. This is God. Hallelujah. You're to go. You're to go. I'm releasing you. And I just started weeping and crying because I knew it was God. But you know what? Sometimes when God's in something, the road can be rough and it can be hard at times. When God even calls you to a place, it's not going to be easy. We even first moved to Virginia. It was hard for us. We lived out in the country. And the rain was coming in our house. We had to get buckets of water and, you know, put, you know, get the water out of our house and everything. And there was a lot of opposition. I was an older sibling, and I didn't know my brothers and sisters very well. And I had to learn to even, you know, have that trust had to come in our lives because we didn't know one another, you know. And so when we moved to Colorado, I remember the day we were leaving, a branch fell off the tree, and I had a vision that morning of a branch. I said, God, what is this, you know? And as we were pulling out, saying our goodbyes and everything, the wind started blowing, like a mighty wind started blowing. And a branch actually fell off the tree. And you know what? My dad's name means like a branch over the wall, Joseph. You know? And it was like, God was releasing us, you know, to go to this almost like Abraham to a foreign country, you know, that we weren't familiar with. And as we started out, Brother Jack got a cup of coffee, you know, he had to stop and get his coffee to drive that long distance, you know. And he put the lid of, you know, of the cup, a little plastic lid on top of the car. Yeah, he was putting gas in the car or something. And do you know what? The whole way to Colorado, that plastic lid stayed on top of the car. You know, through, oh, I mean, rain, through tractor trailers. And he even took it off a couple times and said, well, this is amazing. You know, but it was just a little thing that God was telling us. When God's in something, his covering and protection goes with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and, you know, the work out there, I mean, through, we've been there like 7 years. And when we got there, they were starting to renovate a little. It was like an old building, you know. We were there to see the beginning of this work and everything. And it was toil and it was hard. But we said, Lord, we're here because you called us here. Whether we're to sit on the front row or whatever we're to do, we're going to just be vessels to be a blessing even to our children. Because you know what? That's what it's all about. Amen. We're a body and a unit. Amen. And everyone functions and goes even in place as God wills. That we all can't be leaders. We all can't be up here leading the singing and this. But we are vital and we're important. Everyone is important. And I told my children when I went out there, I said, we're here. God called us here. And wherever we fit in, that's what we're going to do. And that's what I do. Sometimes I get up, even at my age, on a ladder. And when they call for cleaning days or something, I'll get up there and I'll even wash the windows. Because I know that anything we do is unto the Lord. Amen. Whatever we give, we're doing it as unto the Lord. And you know, I was even thinking about in Acts 10. I just want to look at these notes here real quick that I had a lot written down. But I'm just going to give what out as I feel like God wants me to give. A Cornelius. And you know what the Bible says about Cornelius in Acts 10? That he was a giver. Amen. That Cornelius prayed before the Lord. He was devout and he blessed the Jewish people. He, you know, he gave alms. And you know what? The Bible says that that came before the Father. He saw what Cornelius was doing. And sometimes, you know, we think, well, you know, I'm doing this and that. And no one really sees me, but God does. Amen. He sees what we're doing. And it said Cornelius gave to the poor. And it came as a memorial before God, his prayers. And it was unnoticed to man, but to God. He noticed what Cornelius was doing. Amen. And then it says that all of a sudden this angel came and appeared to Cornelius. And he said, Cornelius, your alms has come before the throne. And God sees and could see that hunger that was in his heart. You know, he belonged to the Italian band. And he, you know, God used him. He had people that were under him. He had even a servant that served him. That was under him. But you know what? God saw what was in his heart. And he visited him. And it says that he spoke to him. And he said, you know, I want you to go to this place and three of your men. And he said, you know, there's going to be someone there that I'm going to use, Peter. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing this because it's getting late. But this is kind of unusual. At that same hour, Peter was up on his rooftop praying. And all of a sudden, he had this vision of this sheet coming down. And it said it was knitted on four corners. And the Lord just started, like, showing me a vision and showing me in the spirit that, well, even it was right before my dad died, he had a visitation of God. And he saw the four winds blowing. And he saw the power of God coming. And he said, in the last days, my spirit is brooding over. And I see, he said, in the spirit, there's going to be a mighty move of God. God is putting us in places, in strategic places, I believe, in these last days for the move of God that's coming. Because we're hungering and we're seeing what's happening in the United States of America. We're going, God, how much longer? But God says, I'm putting you in positions that I'm going to use you. People are going to get hungry. It's, you know, when you have the lack of food, you get hungry. And the lack of God in schools and universities and everything, you can't even hardly speak about the name of Jesus without people persecuting you. But you know what? It's creating a hunger. It's creating a hunger. And the Lord showed me, even with the sheet, when it came down, you know, the four corners were knitted. God is knitting his body together in these last days for a move of God that we've never seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that. And you know what? It's like, you know, this is kind of humorous in some ways. And it said, I believe around verse 12 of Acts 10, there were all manner of four-hoofed animals. There were creeping things. There were fowls. There were beasts and everything. And it was like the Lord had me zoom in on this. And it was like, you know what? even in a body, there's things about some people, you know, that get under your skin. People can get under your skin. There's people that you think, well, they're lording it over me. Or, you know, I saw this, like, this little animal down here and this great big animal. Like, here I am. I'm here. Does anybody see who I am? But you know what? God is changing us. And I don't care where you are or what you're doing or what occupation you have. If you're faithful to God, God is going to use you in these last days because he's knitting us all together in the Spirit. And don't call common or unclean what God has cleansed. Hallelujah. Man looks on the outward, but God looks on our hearts. If you have a heart after God, that's what God's looking for. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 1 Samuel 16, when God went out and he was going to anoint the man of God. Hallelujah. First of all, even Samuel thought it was his eldest brother because he looked the part. He maybe even acted the part or spoke the part. But God was looking for someone that he could count on, that was taking care of those little sheep. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, we see these mega churches and what's going on. I said, God, well, what's wrong with us? There's not much happening. But God's saying, be faithful to where I have posted you, for you're going to be used in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is very interesting. His eldest brother, Eliab, I believe his name was, he thought he was the qualified one. I'll tell you why. Because in the next chapter, the Lord showed me this. When David came down with food for his brethren, you know, we're giving out food, you know, and we're blessing people. It was like he almost despised them, or he got angry at them. Well, what are you doing here? Who's taking care of those few sheep? Who's taking care of those few sheep? How the devil will come in and try to make us feel intimidated, you know, because we're here, we are out, and we're, you know, fought this, we fought that, and God's saying, those that are going to qualify, they're the ones that have overcome these things. Even in our lives, if you're going through hard times or you're going through, you know, you need a healing from God, you keep pressing in. That's what the Lord showed me. We've got to keep pressing in and say, Lord, though you slay me, I'm going to trust you because I'm going to come forth as gold in the end of this thing. Hallelujah. I want to come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you know what? We qualify in the Lord. We're all so different. This was unusual. I was preparing even for the message, and my sister had asked me to go to Danville with her. And I said, I always say, Lord, well, confirm your word to me. I want to know if I'm on the right track about what I need to share and everything. And I was thinking about, even about that sheet, you know, it's like that was a motley bunch, you know. That means different, just different looking and everything. And I started going by these signs in Danville. It said, Motley Motors. As soon as I thought that thought, I started seeing these signs about Motley. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Even in Colorado, we have some Mexicans in our church. We have military people. There's over 46,000 military out there. And you know what? And Indians in our church and everything. And people that don't have much. But it's all right. We don't have a lot of people kind of like you. You know, the people come in, maybe we start at 10, maybe quarter after. So, you know. But you know what? We're there to proclaim the Lord. And God's in charge of the building and who's to come and who's not to come. But he wants to see if we're going to be faithful to do his will, to do his beckoning. And that's what we do. Brother Jack and I, you know, Jack helps out some of the music. Our younger daughter, Joanna, she's kind of helps out with the worship now. And we want to promote even the younger ones or the other ones to, you know, we want them to even be better than us. Amen. So there's no competition in the body of Christ because we are fitly joined together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you know what? God is in these last days. The Lord showed me even about Peter. You know, because he was faithful, he went up and he sought after God. Even Hebrews 11 says that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. He's going to reward you. Hallelujah. You know, and I know, right, great before that, also, I don't know if it's in verse 6, I didn't look this up, but the Lord just showed me a couple things in the Word that, you know, just to encourage us in God. Hallelujah. That, you know, there are times when we have to just say, God, I live by faith. I trust you, Lord. You know, just like Jacob in Hebrews 12, it said he blessed his children. You know, we need to bless our family, bless our church, bless those around about. And he said he was leaning on his staff. And, you know, that staff speaks of, you know, the history. Many times the shepherds would put down when they would have a victory, they would put that on their staff. And it was like a history of what God did. And a lot of times we have to be reminded, like, you know, like a memorial. God, you did this in my life, like David. Or, Lord, I fought the lion, or I fought the bear, and this victory was in my life. Sometimes we have to be reminded. We forget sometime. Or we're so, you know, carried away by things around us. Or, you know, actually sometimes the devil gets us so busy that we just don't even have any time to, you know, sit down and really get into the Word. But it said he was leaning on his staff. And you know what? When David went out to even fight Goliath, it says that he had his staff right there. He had a staff right there to remind him, you know, to fight off these things. And it says, thy rod and thy staff, they bring me comfort. At times, we need comfort. Lord, I know you did this for me. Lord, I know you did that for me. Lord, I know you healed me. I know you brought me through this valley, oh God, when it was like almost like the shadow of death, Lord. God, but you brought me through. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you today in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, that God is raising up Peters in this last days. And, you know, Peter had to be reminded like three times, oh, Lord, oh, God, what are you saying to me? He said, I want you to go, you know, even to the Gentile. And I want you to speak. And he said, well, Lord, you know, oh, Lord, that we don't do that. This is something we do not do. And there are times we're going to question God, Lord, but Lord, how in the world can I do this? You know, or how can I do that? But God's saying, if you'll be obedient, when Peter went to Cornelius's house, you know, Cornelius gathered people around together. And when Peter got up and he started preaching about this is the Lord and Savior that you rejected, and it said God pricked him in their hearts. And it said they actually even, they started even speaking in other tongues because God was bearing witness with their spirit. Hallelujah. And you know what? If we're obedient unto God, God's going to bring people to you that are going to need what you have. And you might say, I don't have much. I remember I was walking down the aisle at church and all of a sudden I stopped and the Lord said, you turn around and you give that lady a hug. I was, all right, all right. And I went over and I hugged her and she started crying. And she said, Sister Ann, just this week I was saying, I don't think anybody cares about me. I haven't gotten a phone call or anything from anyone. And I don't think anyone cares for me. And she says, I don't even know if Sister Ann does. And you know what? God knew that. And when I hugged her, it's like God did something for her in her spirit that, when we think sometimes, Lord, does anybody care? Or, Lord, what's happening in my life? Oh, God, I'm going through this struggle or whatever. We have a God that's concerned. And he's right there. He's right there to help us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And many, many, many times in my life, because I was brought up by faith, God taught me as even a little child how to believe God. I remember so many times, even when I was, it was like 12 children in our family, and I didn't always want to go to mom and dad, you know, for things. I would pray about them because I'd see and hear the testimonies of, you know, dad and how he would pray and the Lord would bring in the finances and everything. So I said, you know what? God's no respecter of persons, and I would start praying about things, you know. And I remember I had a need one time, and I needed like $26, and way back then that was a lot of money. And I was praying, and I said, okay, Lord, you're going to meet this need. And I got up, went up to the altar, and I said, thank you, Jesus, for meeting my need. And right after church, a lady came up to me and said, I don't know, Sister Ann, but the Lord said, you need this. And it was exactly $26. But I would see God do that over and over again in my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But it's a faith walk, a walk of faith. You know, Enoch, right in that chapter of faith, right before it talks about, you know, where he's a rewarder. It said Enoch walked with God. And before God took him, it said he had this testimony that he pleased God. And, you know, I looked up, you know, about Enoch and everything in Genesis. And it said that Enoch walked with God 365 years. But, you know, Lord showed me 365 days out of a year, God wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I just feel this morning the Lord saying, you know, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. We're not here. I even share it even back, you know, in Colorado. We're not here to put on a show. We're not here just to fill the space. But we're here because God called us. Hallelujah. We're called by God. Hallelujah. And I just feel this morning that Lord's saying, you know, those that have said, God, you have a plan for me. But it's like that plan is like sometimes in our lives, or even the Lord brings us to that place in our lives that we say, God, it's like, you know, what's happening to what you've even showed me, Lord. But you know what? God's saying this morning that I'm going to do the impossible in these last days. I remember this brother, he's on TV, I don't know what his first name is, but Brother Rodriguez said he was asked to go to Washington, D.C. for prayer breakfast. And they asked him to pray. And so he said, okay, Lord, when do you want me to pray? And the Lord said, you go last. I want you to be the last one to pray. So they came up to him and says, when would you like to pray? And he said, well, I'd like to be the last one to pray. And so they had all these people get up there, and they were praying to Mohammed and all this, and, you know, all their gods and everything. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came on him. And he went up there. And as he was praying, he was prophesying. And he said, I know a name that's above every name. And it is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he started praying. Hallelujah. That every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess. And you know what? That place came unglued. And they didn't know what to do with him. People started shouting. Because it was bearing witnessing, they were hungry for something, and it was bearing witness to their spirit, because we are God's creation. Right. Hallelujah. And it was bearing witness, and they didn't even know what to do with him. Yeah. Hallelujah. But he was saying, God wants us hot, wants us red hot for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I know, Lord, that the power of God is just the same today. And it doesn't matter what the people say. What God has promised, he is able, well able to perform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might have giants in your life. You might have opposition in your life. But instead of running from it, he said, David took those stones and that sling, and he ran towards his giant. He ran towards his giant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that God's saying to you, yea, don't run away, but say, Lord, I'm coming. I'm going all the way. I'm pressing in. And I'm going to see a mighty victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that your power is the same. Hallelujah. I remember I know you're having prayer this morning, you know, for different ones. I remember years ago, my mom, she was brought up as a Quaker, and they were kind of quiet. Mom was kind of quiet, you know. But you get her riled up, buddy, you know. You'll find out a few things. Well, then Dad was preaching about praying and worshiping and about water baptism, just like, you know, Peter was preaching about water baptism. And one Sunday, God spoke to my mom and said, "You were never really baptized in the name of Jesus. You need to be baptized." And Mom said, "Well, how can that be, Lord? The water is so cold." Mom just hated cold water. They didn't have time to, you know, heat the tank up. And the Lord spoke to her. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord spoke to her and said, "You need to be baptized." And so by faith, I remember I was standing right there by the tank that morning. Mom started going down in the water. And I, oh, Lord. And all of a sudden, she said a hot spot came right here. And all of a sudden, her whole body was warm. And she went down in that water and was baptized. And when she came up out of that water, she was slain out. And Mom had a sugar diabetes at that time, and she was totally healed of sugar. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so many times, even in my life, when I was suffering, I remember, you know, you have to go in when the waters are troubled. Amen. Sometime, you know, we kind of miss the time because there is a time when God is moving. Hallelujah. We have to get in the flow of what God's doing. I remember one time Jack and I used to go to the Jesus events, and he would play, you know, for the Jesus events years ago. And I started having problems with arthritis. My fingers were just starting to really hurt me. And this brother said, "You know what?" He said, he stopped what he was preaching and he said, "God wants to heal you if you have arthritis." And immediately, I almost ran up front, and God totally healed me. Totally healed me of that arthritis. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a mighty God, a mighty God, a mighty God. And he's concerned. You know, I shared this about talking about even about Cornelius and about even Paul in the Bible and in Romans even 10 and 11. I had a fingernail that I don't know if I was unscrewing a bottle or what one day. And my fingernail ripped, and I didn't really notice it, or I didn't think that much of it. It just kind of burned a little bit. Well, about a week later or so, I noticed my fingernail was growing up. I said, "What in the world is wrong with my finger?" Well, about 2 weeks later, it just got worse and worse, and I tried pressing that thing down or whatever, you know. I said, "Oh, Lord, this fingernail looks so crazy." And I kind of hide it a little bit because I was almost embarrassed about this crazy little fingernail. And I just prayed about it. I said, "Lord, I know you can heal my fingernail." And I remember I was going around cleaning my house, and all of a sudden I just felt compelled to go over and turn the radio on. And when I did, this brother was preaching about Paul in Romans 10 and 11 about how that the Gentiles were grafted in. And all of a sudden, this light bulb went off in my head. And he was saying, we were like those wild olive branches. And he said, because that the Jews rejected God, or they became stubborn, it said, God said, "All right, then I'm going to go to the Gentiles." And how that the Gentiles were grafted in, he just spoke about that. And you know what? All of a sudden, I got this revelation about my fingernail. And how do you do a little graft? You know, they just take like a branch or something, you know, and they may slice it a little bit, and they actually put it around that other branch, and they make like a graft. And it, after a while, it becomes attached to the other branch. And I said, "All right, I'm going to get a Band-Aid." And I'm going to wrap that fingernail right to my finger. And you know what? In about a week or so, I noticed that that fingernail was attached to my finger. And you know what? In the body of Christ, God's saying, you know, even in the last days, even though the Jews, you know, forgot about God, that how God even said to Paul, how can I make these Jewish people jealous because they rejected God? How can I make them jealous? And you know what? God was even using Cornelius way back then to bless the Jews, to give to them. And that's exactly the Lord said in the last days that, you know what? It's whosoever will may come. And you know what? God is raising up people. And I believe that's why even in the United States of America, why God's even still blessed our nation is because they are giving to the Jewish people. I mean, thousands and thousands and maybe millions of dollars over to Israel. But it's only God's plan to make them jealous of the Gentiles. And they're seeing something. And that's what the Lord said to Paul. That, you know what? I'm going to use the Gentiles. And it's going to be whosoever will in the last days. That's why we don't look on the outward. But we say, Lord, whosoever will may come. Hallelujah. And I know God is filling you up. And God is bringing you even to a place in your lives that he's saying, you know, don't even limit me because I'm going to use you. I remember this little old man years ago. We lived in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania. He was a drunk and everybody said, this guy, there's no use for him anymore. Brother Holcomb's dad was the sheriff. And we would go to the jail all the time and help, you know, with the prisoners and everything. And this guy was a drunk and they gave up on him. And one day, and Mr. Holcomb did not go to our church, but God spoke to him because he was desperate. And he said, send him down to that little church, to Brother Crandall's church. And you know what? We were in the middle of worshiping God. And that brother was a drunk and he came in the back. And all of a sudden, God spoke to him and pricked his heart. And you know what? He came up to the altar and he was totally delivered from his alcohol. Hallelujah. He was totally delivered. Hallelujah. And I was there to testify. And they would have us come to his home. And you know, someone that's been on alcohol all those years to go cold turkey in the natural, it's impossible. But God did it. And he was a testimony. And through that, we didn't have too many people in the church. But through that, people started coming in. They started hearing about what God did for Brother Gleason. And they started coming because they were hungry because they needed help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that's what God's going to do. I'm going to quit, Brother Jack. But I just feel that the Lord's saying, yea, don't limit me, saith the Lord. Yea, for God's going to bring them from the north. The self and the west saith God. Hallelujah. You be faithful. Lord saying, you know, just like, you know, the good and faithful servant in Matthew. Well, he doesn't want us just faithful. He wants us a good and full of faith. Full of faith. The Lord showed me, you know, when something's well done, you go through the fire and you go through the fire till you're well done. Yeah. Well, some of you been through the fire and you've gone through the fire. But God's saying, when you get to that place where I want you, and just like even Joseph, I was reading in Psalms, I think 106 or 109 even last night about, it said when Joseph was in fetters and in chains, it said 105, when he was in fetters and chains, it said when the time came, when he was tried. Sometimes we have to be tried before God can use us. If we have to, you know, go through some fire, it's okay. I've gone through some fire. I know what it is to be to get to a place in my life that I just said, God, I don't understand what's going on even in my own family or my children. I don't understand it, God, but it's all right, God. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to still, Lord Jesus, stand and trust you, God. Hallelujah. We go through the fire. You know, it's only to purify us, to bring us to a place in our lives so we can say, God, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't care what people think about me anymore, Lord. It's only you. It's only you that matters. Hallelujah. These things in this world are only temporal. They only last for a moment. Hallelujah. But it's only what's done for God will last. Lord, bless you this morning and bless this church, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for raising it up as a beacon, oh God, in these last days, oh God. Lord, they might be a place on a hill, like a beacon on a hill, Lord Jesus. But Lord, when the time comes, God, you're going to bring in the hungry, oh God. You're going to bring in the thirsty, God. You're going to bring in those that need healing, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We're not going to limit you, but we're going to say it's only been the grace of God. It's only been the grace of God that's brought us through, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet right now and just thank him one more time. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Lord, we say we're not going to limit what you're going to do through us. Come on, say it, Lord. Lord, we're not going to limit what you're going to do through us. Thank you for this word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, God is doing some stuff here. We've had terrific time. I believe there's a core of faith right now here, and we need to go in that faith and in that power and abide in it. In that faith as we go. Amen. Amen. So we just bless you. We bless you. And we say, the Lord, keep this word and seal this word, Lord, so that when Peter came over to Cornelius, he was moved by the Spirit. He didn't know what God was saying quite yet, but as he went, God gave him understanding, and he came with boldness to Cornelius' house and saw a mighty move of God in that place, in Jesus' name. So let's go in that authority. God bless you today. Amen. We can be dismissed. Praise God.